Good evening, Pittsburgh. This is Brian Edward, and you're listening to Berg Vivant, Pittsburgh's late-night talk show, coming to you from the Center for Media Innovation at Point Park University in beautiful downtown Pittsburgh. Visit us at bergvivant.com for more on this interview and our complete archives in the Vivant Vault, as well as how you can help support our program and Pittsburgh's vibrant cultural landscape.
Hey, Lonnie, the theater lady, that's what they call you.
That's what you call me.
And why do we call you that?
Let's see. Could you figure it out?
I thought it was obvious, but that went to a place where I didn't count on.
Okay.
We're talking about The Guard at City Theater this week. You saw this recently?
Yes, we are. I did. And I have to say, I'm always saying how fortunate I am, and all of us are, living in Pittsburgh because of the phenomenal theater we have in a city this size compared to other cities this size. But this production is really the creme de la creme. It's at the top of wonderful productions. Yeah, the writing was brilliant. It's by Jessica Dickey. She also wrote Take Me Home, Charles Ives.
Mm-hmm. And it was last year, maybe the year before.
I think
they
it was a couple years
together.
Ago. Yeah. And the writing is just, it's so textured, and it looks real deeply into so many human emotions and love and loss, and how we can learn about life from art, and how we can learn about art from life.
And an emotional microscope. Does that work for you? Is that a
good
image?
It was a comedic drama, but it went so deeply into so many things that, you know, it wasn't fluff. It was for intellectuals.
There's
intellectual
a lot of fluff
comedy
out there too. It's nice to see some substance.
And this definitely had
some
substance.
Meat on the plate.
And what happened in this is three people in a museum decided that they were going to touch a Rembrandt, and they did. And what happened after that, I don't want to give anything away.
Well, you remember what happened when we did that at the Carnegie.
Oh, I know. Thank God somebody came and
bailed us out. Yeah.
I know. That was expensive.
Mike Vizzelli had to peddle umbrellas on the corner for a year.
I'm still paying him back.
Still
paying him back. But usually I pick out actors and say, oh, these were the standout performances. But I have to tell you, they were all so good. I can't leave anybody out.
Everyone's a hit, no misses.
And they all play two different characters, and they were so good, each and every one. If you could say there were a lead, it would be maybe Henry, and he was played by Andrew May, and he also played another role, which, no spoilers.
I see.
And you could just feel his emotional confusion. He did a really good job with his role, as did the others. And then Billy Heffinger played Johnny. He was hilarious. He had funny lines, but the way he delivered them, really spot on. I loved the way he...
Comedic timing.
Yes.
Comedic dexterity.
And he had it, absolutely. And Madeline is played by Melinda Helfrich. And she really, I think, did a really good job of showing her vulnerability in her role. And Dodger, Stephen James Anthony, again, really strong performance.
Would you say he was artful?
Yes, actually. He had a mohawk.
Are you getting my reference, though?
I am.
The artful Dodger?
The artful Dodger. And he was in an art museum.
It works on so many levels.
Yes,
you
it
see.
Does.
That's why I'm in the tuxedo.
I understand that. You're a dodgy guy.
No, that's not what I meant. But please, continue.
And the last actor I wanted to mention is Simon, played by Raphael Nash Thompson. And he is a giant of a man. And one of his roles that he played was a very ill person on a sofa. And he made himself so small. You know, I don't know how he did it, but
acting.
Yes, it was very effective.
And I may say, we don't have enough Raphaels these days. You don't run into a Raphael every day anymore. Let's bring that back.
No, but I taught some Raphaels.
Really?
Yeah, a couple of them. They were really cool kids, both of them. Mm. So that makes me like the name.
Very good.
But that's neither here nor there.
Absolutely not. Yeah.
But all the gave really what I would call high-skilled, commendable performances. Just kudos to the entire cast. The set was awesome because it was an art gallery. It was a great big picture frame surrounding the entire stage.
Oh, wait, kind of like harkening back to what we see on the cover, which is somebody reaching out to touch a painting. I get it now.
Yes. And
it has just come full circle for me. If you felt that little like tremor, that's what was going on there.
It's all coming together today, isn't it?
It's all coming together, Lonnie.
And Narelle Sissons is the woman that did the set, and it was just lovely.
And that's all you got to say about that?
I just really hope that everybody goes to see this. As I said, this really is exceptional.
It's
a
touching.
Brilliant performance.
It's a touching piece.
Yes.
Take that as however you want.
It makes me want to touch.
Yeah, yeah.
But through that, they just all became connected in a way to each other and the art. It was no spoilers.
And again, that is The Guard at City Theater through April 2nd.
Got it.
Thank you, Lonnie.
Thank you, Brian.
As always, thank you for listening, ladies and gentlemen. Be sure to watch our video portion of this segment and more at bergvivant.com. We'll see you here next week on Berg Vivant, Pittsburgh's late night talk show.